Right, good morning, everyone. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I'm joined by Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And it's the holidays, but Sitka's teams have been pretty busy, right?
They remain active despite the holiday break.
Okay, let's talk about wrestling.
Right, last weekend, because we took a one-week hiatus, last weekend the wrestling season wrapped up in Anchorage, and both local teams ended up doing very well. Out of about 50 teams present at state in the small schools category, Sitka High took 6th, and Mount Edgecombe took 7th.
Wow, congratulations. That's impressive.
Very. Now, one particularly interesting and epic matchup I'd love to focus on is Sitka High's Sid Fleming. He's a senior at 171, whose final matchup, he ended up taking 2nd at state, his final matchup was against Waylon Patton of Craig, a personal fishing buddy, according to his coach. And this was the 4th time they had gone head-to-head during this season. And going into states, Sid had won twice, and Waylon had won once. Waylon did win the final match, but it's just really cool to see two incredibly talented wrestlers who are also close personal friends off the mat, going all the way at state, taking the 1st and 2nd place spot.
Wow. I see a screenplay coming.
I was not up in Anchorage for it, but according to the coach, it was something to watch.
Well, it's great that they were buddies, and so that put them at 2-2 for the season, even though the guy from Craig got the title. What else?
We really have quite a few pretty solid performers. Colton Ewers at 112 took 3rd place. Of course, he's Sitka High. Mount Edgecombe's Lloydie Aojack took 5th at 130. Edgecombe's Emilio Mengrabang took 2nd at 135. Sitka High's John Welsh, 4th at 189. Sitka High had two other 4th placers, Max Johnson at 215 and Hunter Littlefield at 285.
In general, was it a strong performance from Southeast schools, or were Sitka and Edgecombe just sort of leading the pack?
Southeast's pretty strong. I don't have this one written down. I'm going on memory, but Edgecombe was in a triple tie for 7th. I know Craig was one of that triple, and I can't remember the 3rd one, but I think it was a Southeast school.
Well, wrestling remains big down here, and it's evident why. I mean, the teams down here produce great athletes, and they do well head-to-head against state.
And I should point out and be fairly specific that the Edgecombe girls team also took 7th. Of course, they brought the Lady Braves to Anchorage. Mesa Brown took 3rd at 130. Again, this is girls wrestling. Dakota Magnuson at 160 took 4th, and Maggie Miller took 2nd at 235.
Yeah, I want to say that Mount Edgecombe sort of spearheaded women's wrestling, and I'm glad to see that they're continuing the program.
Former coach Mike Kimber really left his mark in the program, and that was one of the parts of the program he pioneered.
So wrestling's over. Another sport in the bag.
We're adding them up very quickly at this point.
And while wrestling was going on, basketball was just getting going.
Basketball is just heating up. We have a long 3-month season until March Madness.
Okay. What happened over the weekend for basketball?
Well, again, because we've missed a week, we now have 2 weekends of basketball. Last weekend was the Coastal Holiday Shootout at Sitka High, whereas Mount Edgecombe was up in Anchorage. Right now, the Sitka boys are 2-3. They've beat Bethel and Kendrick. Interesting story on Kendrick in a moment. They've lost to Valdez, Lathrop, and Cascade High School of Oregon.
Okay.
Interesting story about Kendrick. They're from Idaho, and their coach met Rich Krupa in Spokane, Washington in 2006, which has started an interesting travel basketball kind of relationship between long-distance schools.
Does Sitka go down to Idaho and play?
I believe they have. I don't know when the last time was, though.
Yeah, well, it's an eternal struggle getting teams to come to Sitka to play. Sometimes Alaska's incentive alone, but often I think these personal relationships between coaches can make the difference.
I think so, and the Sentinel actually interviewed the Kendrick coach, and he was very excited to be back up in Sitka. It was not his first time here.
Wow. So it looks like both the Sitka High Wolves and the Lady Wolves, they're both 2-3.
That's correct. And the girls have played somewhat different teams. The girls have beat Bethel and Valdez. They've lost to Kendrick, South Anchorage, and West Valley.
What's ahead in basketball? You mentioned it's a long season, and typically here Sitka is the home of 3A basketball. It is just a two-team conference in Southeast Alaska. It's Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. And there's the Battle of the Bridge. There's games on either side of the bridge. But, you know, they have other competition throughout the season. Do you happen to know what's coming along next?
Well, what's coming along next is a well-earned weekend of rest for both teams. They get the New Year's weekend off. And then there are matches the next weekend. I do not have the actual information on those written down. What I do have is that January 15 through 18 is the Edgecombe Invitational.
Right.
Which is going to be a big one.
And this is not a high school tournament.
It feels kind of universal looking at...
I don't know what the rules are, but basically it's an adult tournament. It's kind of like the gold medal tournament in Juneau at the end of the season. This is the thing that kind of kicks off the adult basketball season in Southeast. And as I said, I don't know what the rules are. I don't know whether they bring up players from high school basketball to play on some of these teams, but you go to this tournament, and I hope you do. It's quite the event over at the BJ McGillis Gym. You'll see players of all ages on the court.
That's right. I'm excited. It's, again, my first one being so new to Sitka, and you will be hearing more about that as we get closer to the event.
It's probably a safe bet that between Sitka and Mount Edgecombe, there's going to be basketball just about every weekend from now through March.
Yes. Now, of course, a lot of travel basketball.
Yeah.
So I would have to double check the schedule to see how much is going to be local.
So today in the Sentinel, it's the last day of 2019.
It is.
I understand you've put together quite the roundup.
Not only the last day of 2019, the last day of the decade. And we have a sports year in review all the way from last January. So we're talking about track and field, the Little League epicness that ended in San Bernardino, everything all the way through.
You know, I really haven't processed much that it's the end of the decade. I guess having lived through the Y2K thing, it just seems kind of anticlimactic to turn over another decade now.
It kind of feels like nothing to be turning over the decade, but it's certainly been a year in sports, having written the piece, which I think measures out to about 78 or 7900 words.
That's more than a page of sports, right?
That is somewhat more than a page. It's either going to take a bit of additional editing or a second page.
Okay. Editors hard at work.
It's the hardest job in the newspaper.
Garland, before we go, I want to know if you did anything fun outdoors over the holidays or over the weekend.
Well, I've been a little bit sick lately. I went up Indian River on Saturday, and it was as beautiful as ever.
And did you do anything? You were up on a trip up to Anchorage. Did you get outside there?
I was up very briefly, less than 2 days. I went up Harp Mountain up the South Fork Eagle River. It was absolutely beautiful. It was an alpine hike right as the sun set and just lit up the horizon in crimson.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I went up Verstovia up to Picnic Rock on Sunday, and it was quite wintry, quite the different story between Picnic Rock and sea level. It was kind of a muddy slog up until close to treeline,
yes,
and then the snow just kept getting deeper and deeper. It was probably hip deep.
It's amazing when you hit that, the rain line where it goes to 32 degrees, it's amazing how fast that snow builds up.
Yeah, and there is snow in the forecast for Sitka, so we might see some winter after all.
I'm hoping for a few meters of snow.
Well, be careful what you wish for. It's not out of the question. Garland, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to talk to you more next year.
Thanks, Rob. I'll see you next decade.
I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I've been joined by Garland Kennedy, sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.